פרק ראשון. ואומר בבי ומהוס התשובה, שטעם התשובה הוא הסכונס האדון ועבודת הבור יסברך אחר יציאוסו ממנו וחטא אובו, והשובת מה שעובד ממנו. The word "tam," as it was used in the proof of the Rishonim, we use "tam" to mean reason, as in my timer. In Tkuvos of Rishonim, it was used very commonly to mean the content or the substance of something, the token hadvarim. Okay, when Ramban says "tam" in the Parashat HaTorah, Kesedah, that's what it means. So "tam" of tshuva doesn't mean the reason of tshuva; it means what the substance of tshuva is, haskanas ha'adam la'avodas ha'bor yitzvarach acha yitziyosu mimena. That a person re-establishes himself. In terms of avodas Hashem. Now, there is here this line is very remarkable in terms of the definition that the Chovas HaLevavos gives for tshuva, and to help put that into focus, into sharper focus. So let's compare and contrast to what the Rambam has in Perek Beis of tshuva, Halacha Beis. Umahi ha-tshuva. Hu sh'yazov ha-chote cheto v'yisiren mi-machshavto ויגמר בליבה שלא יעשה עוד, שנאמר יעזוב ראש הדרכו וישוב במחשב אוסך. וכן יסנחם על שעבר, שנאמר כי אחרי שובי נחמתי, ואחרי היוודי ספקתי הירך. So תשובה means עזיב השחט, קבול להבא, then it's followed up with a sense of remorse, יסנחם על שעבר. The Chovas HaLevavos says that tshuva means that a person returns to his Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. Right? Notice how the Chovas HaLevavos' definition of tshuva isn't focused on a particular chait. Again, for the Rambam, Maya Chivushi Yazav Achote Chet O, the definition of tshuva is tshuva al hachet. The Chovas HaLevavos gives us a definition that what chet represents is, to a degree, on a certain level, in a certain sense, prikas ol. And hence, what tshuva means is re-establishing, reaffirming, recommitting to that kabbalas ol mitzvos. Haskana sa'adim la'avodas ha'bor yisbarach acha yitziyosu mimenu. And you see repercussions of this later as well. The Gemara in Tainus, Tazayin, Amar Vada Ba'ava, Odom Sheyesh B'yodo Aveira U'misvada Ve'eino Chozer, here the Shaila is, well, the next word is Bo or Bo, L'mahu Doma, L'odom Shetofer Sheretz B'yodo, She'afilu Tovla B'chol Meimo She'v'olam O'olso Lo Tfila. So if a person is mizvada, but he's ein no chozer, either bo or bo, he's like a tova b'sheretz b'yado. So tova b'sheretz b'yado, obviously the tefila is ineffective, because while he's in the mikveh, which has the potential, which has the capacity to be metayer him, he's holding on to the source of tuma. So too, the fact that a person is mizvada, you know, vidui has the potential to be mechaper, but if it's lo chozer bo, No. What's the case here? So Rashi takes the Adam Sheyesh B'yodo Aveira very literally and says it means Gezel. And Mitzvah Deveinu Chozer Bo means he doesn't return the Gezel. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel Kol mizvada b'dvarim v'lo gomer b'libo lazov hareze doma the tova v'sharetz b'yado. So for the Rambam, it doesn't mean literally yesh averi b'yado in that the dova ha'gozul is in his possession. It means he's being mizvada, but the chait is ongoing in the sense that lo gomer b'libo lazov. Okay. The common denominator, albeit that Rashi understands the Gemara obviously much more narrowly and the Rambam more broadly, but it's talking about how a person's being misvada, and yet his tshuva for that chait, I don't know what deficient or non-existent, but it means that his actions or his inaction. The Gabe, that very chait for which he's being mizvada, his actions or inaction contradict his words. He's being mizvada, the chatasi, avisi pashanti. So, of what value is the chatasi, avisi pashanti, if the person will gama believe balazov? The Chosavavos, I think he's a das yochid in this, but the Chosavavos, if you take a look later, in Perek Zayin. So Perek Zayin is devoted to Mafsidei HaTshuva. Things that counteract Tshuva, that don't allow for Tshuva. So it's more or less the last of those that he's enumerating here. Umi Mafsidei HaTshuva Gamkein. Sheyia Hashav. You see what I'm saying towards the very end of Shav Shvi. Umi Mafside Hatshuva Gamkein. Sheyia Hashav. Shav Miktsas Avonosav. Umasmin Alktosam. Kemo Sheyotza Min Haveru Shebeino Ben Hamokom. Vayashuv Mehen. So notice how the Chosavova says the gifts of Eino Chozer Bo. Right, what's the significance? Before we just mentioned, there's a shiloh with the gifts is bo or bo. What's so crucial about whether it's the hay or the vav? If it's eino chozer bo, so then it's clear that the Gemara has to mean something like either Rashi or the Rambam says. It means that he's being mizvada on an avera, and he hasn't even really been chozer on that avera. But if it's eino chozer bo, so it refers to the person. So the Chovos HaVavos, this is Oyem Hanora. Chovos HaVavos says that a person can't do tshuva for one chait without doing tshuva in Alas Chatoim. That's how the Chovos HaVavos understands that Gemara in Dainus. They call me sheyesh biyodo devar aveira, any aveira, umizvada on a different avera, the eino chozer bo, and the person is not being chozer bo on his other averas, is hareze dome the tovah v'sharetz biyado. Why again? Because that you don't have to have this application, but the only way you can say what the Chosavov says in Perek Zayin is if you define tshuva the way he did in Perek Rishon, that the definition of tshuva is that chait constitutes a prikas ol. And therefore, what the tshuva means is that there's a recommitment to the Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So says the Chovos HaVavos, what kind of recommitment is there? What kind of renewed commitment is there to Kabbalah on mitzvahs if a person's picking and choosing if a person is not addressing other chatoim and is only addressing chet plonik, that's not a kabbalas. The Gemara Bechor says maybe the Chalamet Aleph or something. Gemara Bechor says that Ger Habol is Gaya, and he says he's Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula Chutz Midavar Echad is Ein Mekabel Nosa. Then the Gemara, then the next Tana says even if it's Dav Echad Midavar Sofim, a Kabbalah is all or nothing. It can't be a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs means not, well, you know, I think Shabbos is a nice idea. But Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed is too constraining. So that's not a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs means the Kaddish Baruch Hu says it, I do it. That's what a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs says. So it's an all or nothing proposition. So that's what the Chol HaSalvah was, again, here in Perek Rishon, is saying the definition of tshuva is Haskana Sodom Avodas Harboi. Again, he didn't, as it were, buttonhole tshuva. The tshuva means Shiyaz of Achote Chetel. The way the Rambam and that matter, all the other Rishonim, I think, say. The Ren Bach is very much, you know, in terms of this chumrah of the Chol HaSalvavos, that a person can only really do tshuva on everything, or nothing, is very much a das yachid. Now, that doesn't, you know, the fact that one doesn't, halacha l'maisa, you know, subscribe to his application in Perek Zayin, that doesn't mean that the yesod isn't a very important one, halacha l'maisa, and it doesn't mean that the yesod shouldn't resonate. The yesod, the emes is that every chait, in a certain sense, on a certain level, represents prikasol, is a very fundamental perspective on chait and on tshuva. But let's say when you deal with a person being a mumar, so there, we don't operate with this. We say if a person is muchzak to be over a certain aver, but the teyava, not the hafiz. So then he's a mumar la osadava. He's a mumar la davar achad. We don't say that he's a mumar la chalato kula. So for a person, we see that he has. He has a yetzahara for tray food. Okay, so then he's a mumad osadava. And he couldn't serve as a mashkiach because he has no nemonis in that area in which he's a mumad. But he doesn't become a mumad l'cholatavakul. Only if he's a mumad l'shabris or l'avodazar does that make him a mumad l'cholatavakul. Or if he's a mumad l'hachis, but a mumad l'teyavon, that the person is over a particular avera, but the teyavon. So then it's just a mumma la osa dava. The Chol HaSalvavos will tell us no. Mumras and tshuva are different standards. Different standards. In terms of what the Rambam would say, it's the same. It's something similar. That's the chiddush of the Chol HaSalvavos' definition of tshuva. There is a time when everyone is sort of in a general sense operating with this emphasis but within tshuva, and that's as follows. the paradox of Rosh Hashanah is that Rosh Hashanah is the first of the Sons of Mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. And yet, we don't say Vidui on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now the fact that we don't say Vidui is something which is readily understandable, because the very mention of Chet itself contradicts Malchus. That the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah is the Kedusha Sayyam of Malchus. So Chet is something with even the Hava Amina of Chet diminishes the Malchus. Al Achas Kam V'Kama, it's not a time that allows for Vidui. Moshe L'Mad Ovid Omer. Let's say you have a Melech Bos of Adon is being coronated, and everyone is pledging their loyalty to the crown, their undying loyalty, and then in the midst of all this, someone approaches him and says, "Your Majesty, remember a few years ago when you were just the crown prince, before you became king, remember you once visited a certain village and someone threw eggs at you? Well, that was me. Sorry about it. I do sincerely apologize, and I hope you'll come visit again." And then I can accord you a royal reception. So obviously, this is not the time for the person to be even mentioning, even in context of apologizing, even in the context of confessing. This isn't the time and place to mention such a thing, to mention such a something which is so degrading when the king is being coronated, it's totally out of place. So that explains why we can't and don't have Havidui, as it's indicated in the Machzor, and the Arizal even used to skip the first Avinu Malkeinu, Chatan Lefanacha, even that. According to the Nusach, the Arizal, one should not say, because we don't talk about Chet and Rosh Hashanah, because it's a contradiction to Malchus. Okay, but that doesn't sort of resolve the paradox. So how do we function on a Yom HaDin when, as it were, our hands are tied in terms of the process of tshuva and qualifying for kafar without vidui? So then there's no kafar. So our hands are tied. So what you have to say. Is that on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a day and time of Malchios, so the Malchios substitutes for the normal expression of tshuva and vidui. Im b'lefanai Malchios kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, if a person is really zocha to do that, so ein lecha tshuva gedola mizu. Ein lecha tshuva gedola mizu. Which again, it very much jives with what the Chovas Avavos is saying. The Tama tshuva hu haskonas olam la'avodas haberi yizbarach. So you have Malchus, ein lecha nami. So he's not expressing the haskonas olam la'avodas haberi, that I regret the chaton that I did, and I'm not going to return to the Schayet. Ein lechanami, that renewed commitment is not being expressed in that form, in the form that it must be expressed at all other times of the year. But you understand how on Rosh Hashanah, so then, okay, so it's a, there's a parallel track. There's a parallel track. What's the name of the Slonim Rebbe Sefer?
Nisiv
Hashem? Yeah, Nisiv Hashem, thank you. I think he talks about this, if I'm not mistaken. Not about Chavos Alvav, that I recall, but I think this general idea, maybe in terms of Rosh Hashanah, I think he may have one. Okay, a little bit more here. So, V'omer b'beyo ma'asa tshuva, sh'tam ha'tshuva, hu haskana so'al ma'avros ha'vayos ba'arachi yitziyosa mimena v'chet oba. Maybe those two phrases, I think what the Mefarshim suggests, one refers to neglecting essay, the other refers to actively being over a los essay. Now, how did chayt result? Im ba'avos sechluso be'lokim uv'inyone avodosa. That's cause number one. That a person has no musogim, either he has no musogim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, he has no Yerushalayim, or not adequate Yerushalayim, or he has no musogim in what Avodas Hashem means, and that it needs to translate into Diktuk B'mitzvos. Right? You hear people who, unfortunately, sort of illustrate this, Sechlusa V'lakim B'nyan Avodasa. You know, does God really care about, you know, A, B, or C, and then they list dinim in the, you know, from the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Chavos Avos is talking about. Sechluso ve'elokim uvinyane avodoso. O shagavar yitzro al sechlo. No, it's not that the person doesn't know what's right. He knows what's right. But the yitzro overcomes us. O lehis al muso mimashu chayvo le'elokim. No, it's not sort of this overarching sechlusa ve'elokim uvinyane avodoso, but it's ignorance in a particular area of halacha, so mamele he ends up being shogeg. Ubavu hischadusa l'chaverim ra'im. He attaches himself to the wrong crowd, and therefore pituhu v'chotav avurim. And he goes along with their behavior. Now, in the psicha, so the Chavos Alvav, as we discussed, also talks about, again, the virtual, not actual, but almost inevitability of chait, and says, this was the opening lines in the psicha that we saw. Masha motzano al ha'odah me hischalfus tivo'ov vihibodel shorshe ha'kavoso vihishapkos midos nafsho vesivos tumosov. There the Chavos Alvav attributed chait to sort of a natural instability, a natural lack of harmony that the person has, as we discussed there. Which corresponds, so in our list here in Paragala, Gava Yitzra al Sechlo very much corresponds to that. That is an example of his Halfus Tvav, Hibadal Shoshe Hakavaso, etc. But all of a sudden here, it's a, other than that one correspondence, it's a totally different list. So the answer is very simple. In the psicha, the Chavos Alvav is explaining why chait, why a tzaddik gomer who never does a chait is such a rare phenomenon, because a person b'teva isn't harmonious, and because of that lack of harmony results in a lack of consistency. In Perek Rishon, he's not talking about why chait is almost inevitable. He's talking about before. When you go into the world and you see chait happening, this is why chait happens. He's not telling us this is why a person mi teva b'yoso me harechem is that it's overwhelmingly likely that he will be chotei. No, that's the explanation in the psicha. Here he's talking about something different. He's not before. He says, why do people sin? So here already he's not giving. So here there's a much there's a longer list, and where he refers to other causes. The Rambam has a similar discussion, and what the Rambam doesn't include is Bavu Hischabuso Lachaverim Ra'im. And the Pashtus says that it's a little. Well, I don't know. So maybe we'll just sort of just have the beginning of the analysis, the beginning of the thought process, and leave it there. So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Deos Halacha Aleph. Deos Vav Aleph. Deoch b'yosu shal adam liyos nimshach b'deosov u'b'masov achar reyo v'chaveru v'noi k'minang anshe medinosa. Human nature is such that a person, in terms of his character traits, in terms of his behavior, is influenced, is drawn after the people with whom he keeps company, the society in which he lives. L'fichach, tzorch adam l'hischaber l'tzadikim, v'leishev eitzel ha'chachamim tamir kidei yishe yilmed m'maseim. So therefore, a person is supposed to connect himself to tzadikim. He's supposed to keep company with Chachamim constantly. And on the other hand, v'yisrachek min ha'rishayim ha'holchem b'chosha, k'dei shelo yilmen mimaseihem. So for the Rambam, the etzem hischabus l'chaverim ro'im is already a chait. It's already a chait. I mean, the Chavos Havavos, you know, is sort of viewing it in terms of the follow-up chaton. You know, the follow-up chaton, so this is the gorei. And that's true. But you can also see that someone wouldn't list that as one of the root causes of chayt, because that goof is already a chayt. The company that a person chooses to keep, the influences that a person knowingly, consciously opens himself up to, so that goof is governed by mitzvah and avera. Okay, stop here.